Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 24th, 2024, through Friday, June 28th, 2024. Monday, June 24th, 2024. Florida man sentenced to 10 years in prison in order to pay more than $97 million in restitution for participation in multi-healthcare fraud and kickback schemes. Daniel Hurt was sentenced in federal court to 120 months in federal prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release, and was ordered to pay $97 million in restitution and to forfeit more than $30 million and the proceeds from the sale of a yacht for conspiring to commit healthcare fraud and conspiring to pay and receive unlawful kickbacks. Hurt and his co-conspirators victimized both TRICARE, a program that provides civilian healthcare benefits for military personnel, military retirees, and military dependents, and CHAMP VA, a healthcare benefit program run by the Department of Veterans Affairs, through a scheme that involved the payback of illegal kickbacks. In all, that scheme caused a loss to TRICARE of more than $18 million and to CHAMP VA of more than $450,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. Orange County man agrees to plead guilty to illegally transferring nearly $17 million from Major League Baseball star's account and signing false tax statement. Ippei Muzuhara, a Japanese language interpreter, has agreed to plead guilty to federal criminal charges for illegally transferring almost $17 million from a Major League Baseball player's account without the player's knowledge or permission, to pay off his own substantial gambling debts incurred with an illegal bookmaking operation and for signing a false tax return. According to his plea agreement, Muzuhara was the translator and de facto manager of a professional baseball player identified in court documents as Victim A, but in fact was MLB star Shohei Ohtani. As part of his job duties, Muzuhara regularly interacted with Ohtani's sports agents and financial advisors who did not speak Japanese on behalf of Ohtani, who did not speak English. From no later than November 2021 to March 2024, Muzuhara purchased approximately $325,000 worth of baseball cards from online resellers such as eBay from Ohtani's bank account with the intent to resell them later and for his own personal benefits. When Ohtani's sports agents and financial advisors asked Muzuhara for access to the bank account, Muzuhara lied and said Ohtani did not want them to access the account because it was private. In fact, Muzuhara did not want them to know that he had been stealing from Ohtani and had frequently obtained more than $16,975,010 from him. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, June 26, 2024. Baltimore, Maryland man pleads guilty to access device fraud and aggravated identity theft in furtherance of a stolen identity tax fraud scheme. Dolapo Lawal pleaded guilty to federal charges of access device fraud and aggravated identity theft. According to the guilty plea, Lawal knowingly and willfully participated and executed a stolen identity tax fraud scheme to obtain fraudulent tax refunds using the identities of elderly victims, then load those refunds onto debit cards tied to bank accounts opened in the victims' names to secure known addresses throughout the United States, and finally withdraw those funds in cash. Lawal intentionally trafficked and used over 24 Green Dot Bank debit cards in elderly victims' names in the summer of 2022. The cards were fraudulently loaded with more than $200,000 in 2021 tax refunds, which were fraudulently obtained through identity theft. Additionally, Lawal possessed over 300 unique Green Dot Bank debit cards in his home on or about June 21, 2023. Approximately 200 of these cards were linked to bank accounts opened in the names of additional victims, which were listed as the direct deposit accounts for fraudulent 2021 and 2022 tax refund claims filed in the names of those same victims. The total amount of fraudulent tax refund claims associated with these cards was over $3 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Former CEO and controlling stakeholder of Fat Brands Inc., former CFO, and a tax advisor indicted an alleged scheme to conceal $40 million paid to CEO in the form of shareholder loans. Andrew A. Widerhorn, the former CEO and current controlling stakeholder of the publicly traded Fat Brands Inc., FAT, has been indicted on federal charges, alleging a scheme to conceal $47 million in distributions he received in the form of shareholder loans from the IRS, FAT's minority stakeholders, and the broader investing public. According to the indictment returned by a federal grand jury, Widerhorn, assisted by FAT's chief financial officer and his outside accountant at advisory firm Anderson, concealed millions of dollars in reportable compensation and taxable income and evaded the payment of millions of dollars in taxes while causing FAT itself to violate the Sarbanes-Oxley Act's prohibition on direct and indirect extension of credit to public company CEOs in the form of a personal loan. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, June 28, 2024. Indiana man sentenced for over $5.6 million international advance fee scheme. Tokakwa Wosasai was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in an international advance fee scheme orchestrated from Nigeria that defrauded victims worldwide over $5.6 million. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, from at least February 2015 to January 2018, Wosasai participated in an advance fee scheme involving fraudulent offers of investment funds and inheritances to victims around the world. Wosasai's Nigeria-based co-conspirators induced victims to make large wire payments to bank accounts in the United States on the false belief that the payments of the purported advance fees was necessary before the bank would release their funds or inheritance. Wosasai served as a money launderer who accepted victim funds into his U.S.-based bank accounts and directed the proceeds to the ringleaders in Nigeria. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.